What's up, guys? Welcome into this edition of Football Fan Line. How's everybody doing? I'm actually a little more excited, I feel like, in my delivery than I should be because the NFL season's over. It's over. We got a long wait until September, boys and girls. But you know what? We're here, and it's a good day, feeling great, and ready to take some calls. So if you guys want to jump in on the conversation, you can call in from the50.com, from the50.com. You jump in on the conversation, you hit the call button. It's very simple. This is the Football Fan Line. If you're brand new to the show, we want callers. That's what this show is about. We take callers nonstop. And now that there's no games to really talk about, we'll talk a little bit about the big game, if you will, back on Sunday. But I want to hear about your teams. I want to hear what your thoughts are for next season. I want to hear you go after another fan base, whatever you want to do. You can call in. This is the Football Fan Line presented by From the 50 here on FromTheFifty.com. Well, make sure you hit the follow button. We're live on YouTube, TikTok, and on Twitch. Appreciate it. And again, this is a show I said was going to go all year long. So far, a pretty good start. 1 week after, or 2 days after the football season ends, we're still on. So that's a good start. Planning on having this go all the way through the year. Obviously, a lot of fun off-season talk. But here's what I want to kind of reiterate to people that may be new to the show or may not have heard me say this about this show. It's going to be a more laid-back football fan type of show. I'm not going to be locking in on who the Lions going to take in the third round of the NFL draft because I don't fucking know, first of all. Second of all, I want to make it more fun where we can really, you know, have more audience interaction and have some imagination out there. You know, I have a couple good ideas that I'll talk about one of them later on. We're going to make the announcement. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll kind of know what I'm going at, but that'll be coming up later in the show. A little tease. That's what they call it in the broadcast industry. That's a tease. But here is, it's a type of show where we're trying to be different than everybody else. And how are we going to do that? Because, again, I'm just another Joe Schmo talking on live stream. We're going to get the audience involved. So that's what we do. And I just realized, by the way, I put my chat right by my tripod, so I can barely see the comments. Great start if for a fan-based show. Fantastic. Let me move that window up there. But yeah, you guys can get involved here on FromTheFifty.com, FromTheFifty.com. Hit the call button. Like I said, this is the Football Fan Line. I started this thing in January. We've been doing a live show for quite some time. But it's been a lot of fun, and I decided, you know what, I want to do a weekly show. I miss doing weekly content, so I said football's my thing. Even in the off season, we're going to come up with awesome topics. Today, obviously, we have one more game to talk about. We can talk about it a little bit, and then we take calls nonstop. So you can call in about whatever you want from the50.com and hit the call button. All right, Super Bowl recap. Thoughts on the game? First half sucked. That was pretty obvious. Anybody that had the over, RIP to you, missed by half a point. Hate to see it, unless you took it down. I think it got to 46.5 at one point. If you got it there, congratulations. Hell of a hit. I did like to see the Chiefs win for one reason and one reason only. I hammered them at plus 400 live odds at halftime. You're fucking right, I did. Plus 400 odds at halftime. And here's what happened, actually. Funny story. So, you know, I decided to put 100 down on them at plus 400. Love to see it. Well, the betting app, I'm not going to call them out, but they had a little malfunction. It usually says when your bet goes through. Guess what? It didn't do that. So my bet went in twice. So I had $200 on the Chiefs at plus 400. And it was a great second half. Gotta love it. Game ended up being pretty competitive at the end. The Niners did everything they had to do in the first half, something they haven't done the entire playoffs. They fucking play defense. They got to Mahomes. Like, they stopped the run game. It was pretty clear who the better team was in the first half. The problem was the score didn't show that. So the Chiefs were able to come back, do their thing. That's why I live bet them, because it's Patrick Mahomes, because it's the Chiefs. They always make it happen. And, hell of a drive that last one when they held them to a field goal. Brock Purdy couldn't get the job done, and it was about the pressure that Kansas City put on him. We talked about that earlier, too, if you stop McCaffrey, which they did a little bit early on. Obviously, he was rolling in that first drive until the fumble happened. But, you know, the Chiefs corralled him as best they could. And then they were all over Purdy. There was a couple monster plays that they had to bring pressure, and he just could not live up to it. And it's not really his fault, but, I mean, just great blitzes by Steve Spagnuolo, and the rest is history. Again, you give Patrick Mahomes an opportunity to win the football game. I don't know anybody's thoughts about the coin toss. I mean, new NFL rules. We can all say, because of hindsight now, we know what happened. It was a stupid decision by Shanahan to take the ball instead of kick it. I mean, yeah, I don't really – I mean, again, it's the same thing with the Dan Campbell situation. You know, like, people are going to shit on Dan Campbell after they see that him going on fourth down didn't work for them in the NFC Championship. And then sure enough, like, the drive that the San Francisco 49ers didn't take a field goal, went for it on fourth down late, got a first down. Everybody's like, oh, Shanahan's a genius. You know what I mean? It's just like, you can't – you got to have a decision before the actual outcome happens. But that's social media for you. So anyway, they did the coin toss. Purdy takes it down, field goal, Mahomes comes down. Mecole Hardman, of all people, guy didn't even know if he won the Super Bowl at the time. He just kind of put the ball up. He goes, here we go. We're locked in. And Mahomes says, hey, we won the Super Bowl, dude. And, like, you can celebrate a little bit more than that. And, yeah, it was awesome. It was a hell of a game. And I'm happy I cashed my Chiefs plus 400. That was a beautiful time. Beautiful time. Let's see. No one wants to talk Super Bowl anymore. We're going right to the draft questions. Who's the best quarterback in the draft? That's from I Love My Girl So Much. Oh, my gosh. And it's also Valentine's Day tomorrow. Congrats. Best quarterback in the draft. I mean, I haven't locked in on that. I like Drake May. Everybody says Caleb Williams is the easy number one. Again, he's a hell of an athlete, but I've heard there's some, I don't know if it's rumors or not, that he's kind of a spoiled brat. Like, he wants ownership stuff and all this for when he's drafted. I don't know if any of it's true. Jane Daniels, hell of a quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner. Like, I mean, he's someone to watch. And then I think the second tier, you probably go with J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix. And I guess it would be, who's the kid from Oregon? He's like 29 or something. Bo Hart? No, he played for the Cardinals. What's his fucking name? Bo something. Help me out in the chat, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what I'm talking about. That's probably the second tier. A lot of quarterbacks coming up, and it's officially will the Bears trade field season. That's where we're locked in on now. Bo Nix. Thank you, Chris. God bless you, Chris. Thank you. But yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about the draft later on. But we're still getting reactions to the big game. And also, I want to look at the odds for Super Bowl 2025. That's what we're going to look at later on as well. But no, hell of a game. You know, we got there early, had squares. I had a buddy that won all four squares, so he's officially not invited next year, obviously. Knocked down some good queso dip. I didn't have any buff chick dip, believe it or not. Had some nice Emo's pizza. Any St. Louis people out there, you know what I'm talking about. Some T-Ravs. Yeah, it was a good day. Knocked down a couple Blue Moons, you know. And just settled in. Oh, yeah. By the way, tip of the cap to the audience who came in clutch. I told you guys to dig deep. And I go, I need you to find me a heads or tails bet right now. That's what I need. And guess what? Everybody came through. Heads, knocked it down. Never a sweat. A little bit of a sweat. $100. Bam. Easy $96. It was minus 110 or whatever the math. It was minus 104. $96. Beautiful stuff. So thank you guys for that. Big time win there. Big time win. Should the Giants move on from Jones? That's from Chris. They should, but they won't. They should, but they won't. That's yeah. I don't understand the contract when they signed him. I go, what in the fuck has this guy done to deserve any type of massive contract? And I was right. So far, I was right. I don't know. I mean, the Giants are going to stay with him. They don't have a better option right now, but that's a brutal contract. Knew it pretty early. Pretty early. You guys get involved here from the50.com. This is a call-in show, if you'd like to call in. Phone lines are open. Hold on a second. Are they open? They're wide open, these phone lines. From the50.com. You know, we started hot in January. Now the football season's over, everybody's like going to hibernate and not call in. This is a call-in show, if you'd like to call in. If not, you can comment along and I can go on my soapbox. From the50.com. From the50.com. You hit the call button. You jump right into the conversation with myself. I got a cool lower third for you at the bottom. I said, oh, look at this. Bo Nix called in. You know what I mean? You can call in. This is the best NFL call-in show in America. That's what we're going to start with. It's the fans' call-in show. It's not one of those where you're going to be sitting on hold, you know, It's going to be one of those. I also want it to be laid back, though. I don't want people calling in all analytical. You can if you want. This is an open forum. But I want people to call in and just talk some ball. Talking ball with the boys. That's it. Let's see. 2024 Defensive Player of the Year, Trey Hendrickson. That's from Cincinnati. All right. Yeah, Trey Hendrickson, hell of a defensive player. That's, you know, I agree with that.
That's great to hear.
It is. Good luck to Trey next season. I think your Bengals are coming back, my man. That's an early AFC North bet I like. I did like the Ravens this year, but, man, Joe Burrow healthy all season. Got to have it. That's such a cliche thing to say. I mean, you need every franchise quarterback to be healthy to have a chance. Like the Jets were done in the first 4 seconds, you know. Chris says, best rookie corners this year. Yeah, couldn't name you two. I know a kid from Alabama, McKinstry. He's on the Lions draft board or whatever you call it right now. Lions got the 28th pick, 27th, something like that. We'll lock more in on draft later on, but yeah, I think Lions need to go after secondary this year. I'm really curious to see what the Bears do. But yeah, we got a lot of time to talk about draft. Zach Zook's going to call in here. Probably we'll start in April. We'll do kind of an NFL draft series, you know, and not just like what do you think's going to happen this year. Like, you know, we'll talk about greatest number one picks of all time. And I wanted you to name me like greatest draft pick for each team or something like that. I want you to pitch me, you know, the greatest whatever it is. I think we could do a lot of fun stuff with like hypotheticals on this show. You know, I think we could do so many different things. I said I had one written down that we'll do in a couple weeks. Again, we're going to wait till have the Super Bowl kind of die down and some of these storylines of this year kind of die down before we really lock in on it. But I was watching some of the greatest like coaching blow-ups on interviews of all time when, you know, you play to win the game. Hello? You know who that is? I'll give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Herm Edwards. Nailed it. But anyway, like, tell me who the best blow-ups are. We can play the audio, have a tournament, a ranking, all kinds of different stuff. So I want to come up with these ideas to consistently keep it laid back and fun in the offseason. Because you know what? It sucks when the NFL offseason hits. It's like part of you kind of like, part of you dies inside a little bit, and then it's reborn back in September. But it does hurt. It's like, what am I supposed to do now? Watch baseball in 2 months? Like, yeah, you know. And I'm a Cardinal fan. I love baseball, but, you know. And then we got this UFL coming in. I got a shout out to my guy, Wisco Fat Guy. He's one of our greatest listeners. He actually sent me, I don't mean to grill you here. It was an honest question, but I'll give you an honest answer. He says, are you going to be talking UFL here in spring? Fuck no, I'm not talking about UFL, man. No one wants to hear about that. When we talk Battlehawks football, I could name you three guys on the team. UFL. We're not a UFL show. I promise you we're not. I am going to be talking to somebody soon about doing college football live streams, though, on Saturdays. So kind of like we do our From the 50 Sunday show, we may try to do the same thing for college football Saturdays. We'll see what happens. All right. Let's see. Top five quarterbacks of all time, man. Chris is just going through all these topics early. I love it. Top five of all time. I mean, Mahomes got to be up there, obviously. He's top five. Brady's top five. Montana, top five. I put Peyton Manning, top five. And, I mean, would you put John Elway, maybe? I don't know. That's where I'm going. What do you think about the new college football playoff format? That's from Chris. Yeah, I like it because it gives more teams opportunities to make it. Like, even the top four were, they seemed like that was going to be a perfect fit, but then there's always, like, that fifth team. You know, this year, obviously, Florida State getting knocked out, being undefeated, can't do any better, can't have a better schedule, nothing, and then you get knocked out. It's pretty brutal. So I like the fact that they're giving teams an opportunity, and there could be a Cinderella story. I mean, it's college football. Anything can happen. You know, especially, I'm not really a Mizzou fan, but being from St. Louis, I was rooting for Mizzou this year. They would have got in with this new format. So I love it. And, of course, college football is going to love it because it's more money for them. And fans are going to love it because it's more legit games. Like, how many times have they had bowl games where the starters that are legit, that are either going to go to the NFL or whatever, they sit out and they don't play? It ruins the game. So, like, a game that means nothing, and yeah, people might bitch at me and say, oh, well, it's a bowl game, so it matters. Not exactly. You know what I mean? Like, it just because it's a bowl game doesn't mean it's that big of a deal. It doesn't really mean, okay, you win it, cool, I won the Sugar Bowl, awesome. You know, it's just, it's great, but it's not the national championship. So that's kind of where I'm at. I think the games are going to mean more. It's going to be a lot more fun. So that's where I'm at on it. Speaking of Mahomes, we were talking about Mahomes a second ago. So, you know, I'm not going to get into like hot take sports radio, you know, kind of thing here where I'm going to lock in and say he's the greatest of all time. He's on his way to pass Brady. Okay. I heard First Take, ESPN, they had a discussion where Shannon Sharp asked Stephen A. Smith, he's like, you know, do you think he catches up to, I think it was that show. He goes, do you think Mahomes will catch up to Brady? And someone said, let's not talk about him going to pass Brady. Let's talk about him being the greatest athlete of all time. It might not have been that show. I've seen clips all over Twitter with the hot takes, but I mean, that's a little much, you know. Dude's 28 years old though, 3 Super Bowls, 3 Super Bowl MVPs, 3 regular season MVPs. Pretty fucking good. No doubt he's good. But he's got time to, you know, he's got to keep it going. But dude's an absolute killer, man. He is just so lethal when he has a chance to win the game. And you just can't ever count him out. I go all the way back to a couple years ago when I really saw it against the Bills. When they had the 13 seconds left in the overtime, the coin toss, that's how it would change the overtime rules in the playoffs. But he's just, you can't ever count him out until it's zeros. Like, he's just nonstop going to come after you until you take him down. And they just couldn't do it. The Niners cannot put away the big time punch. So, by the way, I know I'm all over the place. I'm thinking of all these takes I forgot to talk about. This is a very structured show, if you couldn't tell. Very structured show. The end of the game, when the Chiefs were running the clock down, so I'm new to the overtime rules in the playoffs as well. You know, we don't see overtime very often in the playoffs, and especially not in the Super Bowl. And I'm sitting there, and they're letting the clock run down. It's first and goal from whatever it was, the 7-8, I don't remember. And all I remember is the clock going down 8, 7, 6, and they're just letting it go, and Mahomes is taking his time, and I'm sitting there going, what are you doing? Like, you have all these plays to be able to run, and if you get it incomplete, you still got more time. Now you're putting yourself down to one play, not knowing the clock didn't mean anything. They get a full possession. So if that, like I don't know if anybody else thought that offhand, because I was very confused. I figured I was wrong. But I'm like, why are they running the clock down to run one play on first and goal? You got 4 chances to win the damn game right now. Or 3, and then kick a field goal to tie it. And it's like, tick, 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 tick. I mean, my heart's beating out of my chest. I got $1,000 I could win on the game, and here we are waiting to snap the ball with 3 seconds left. I didn't know that if it would have ended there, let's say they threw an incompletion, zeros on the clock, they reset a new quarter. So that makes a lot of sense. The fact that they have a full possession no matter what is great. What I don't like is, why have a clock? What's the point of that? I'm pretty sure college doesn't even do a clock, do they? Like, they usually just go back and forth, and then that's it. And to me, it was confusing. Now that I know the rule, it doesn't matter. But what's the point of having the clock if they get full possessions? So that's kind of where I'm at on it. I'm not sure. I was very confused by that. But I'm glad to see I was wrong, because I was like, there's no way Andy, like, there's, you know how we are as football fans. Like, how could they not do that? Like, they do this for a living. They know what the fuck they're doing most of the time. Like, I'm sitting there going, how do I know more than Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes right now? You know, I had that thought. Like, every football fan out there has had that thought, like, how do I know more football than these guys? You don't, you dumbass. But, you know, we've all been there, obviously. Let's see. How does no one understand that? How is it going to end in a tie? It literally can't. So my thought was, like, if it was, it's like overtime rules in the NHL in the playoffs. Or just in, well, yeah, in the playoffs. If it's a tie at the end, then they play a second OT. But I thought it was like literally running down where they throw one more pass on first and goal, incomplete, zeros on the clock, they lose by 3, it's over. Not knowing that the clock had nothing to do with it. you know, it is confusing when you see that, because the clock should not even be a factor right there. So I don't know. Try to call in, system wouldn't let me. Well, I think you're lying, Big Web. Big Web's on. Big Web, normal co-host of this show, trying to call in. Is anybody else having issues? I tested it at the start and had no issues. So let's see what we can do. It should work just fine.
Yep.
There it is right there.
You can hear the double.
Leave the call. There you go. All right, so it does work. It's from the 50.com, from the 50.com. Hit the call button. You got to sign in with Gmail, I believe. It should prompt you to do that, and you should jump into the conversation. It worked for me. So the phone lines are open from the 50.com. Hit the call button. This was the year the Chiefs, nobody could beat the Chiefs. That's from Bubba Allen. Well, a lot of people beat the Chiefs earlier there, Bubba. You know, they had arguably the worst team they've had in a while in the regular season, you know. But it doesn't matter. They're one of those teams, they get to the playoffs and anything can happen. They locked in on Mecole Hardman, had a hell of a game. By the way, kind of another storyline, but shout out to Jawan Jennings. What a hell of a game that guy had. If the Niners won, I believe he could have had a chance at MVP. He probably was going to be MVP. Like, anybody have that bet down? Jawan Jennings winning Super Bowl MVP? Is it? Well, that was probably plus, what, 3,000 or more? Jesus. He's the only guy that had a touchdown pass in the first half in the Super Bowl. Pretty wild. Yeah. So, like, again, if you watch the show on Sunday, my favorite bets were all, you know, Chiefs first half money line. Chiefs over team total 10.5. Pacheco over 67.5 rushing. That was like 10 off, but still. Just absolutely annihilated. And then I live bet the Chiefs and got all the money back and more. It was fantastic. It really was great. I'm talking about the playoffs. Well, yeah, man. The Chiefs are great in the playoffs. They can't be beat. They own Josh Allen. I mean, they own the Dolphins that game. Oh, it was ice cold. I don't give a shit. The Chiefs had to play in the cold, too. Dolphins fans can't be pissed. Like, do better. Don't let the Bills catch you and win the AFC East when they were 6-6. Like, pretty easy, right? I mean, so Dolphins can't blame anybody but themselves. That's all I'm saying. All right, Super Bowl odds for next season. Can you guys guess who number one is? Can you guess? It's not the team that won the Super Bowl. They're second at plus 650. The San Francisco 49ers, first at plus 500. What a slap in the face. Can we give Mahomes anything else as a storyline? Then, all right, Patrick, we're going to go ahead and not make you the favorite to win the Super Bowl, even though you've won two straight. And Andy Reid's going to come back and Kelsey, you know. Okay. Third, can you guess? Yep, it was Baltimore Ravens, plus 900. Baltimore Ravens. Two of the top six cannot win in the playoffs as of late. So we'll keep going here, and then we'll get to our caller. We got Big Web calling in here. Ravens plus 900. Detroit Lions. Plus 1,200, baby. Plus 1,200. Plus 2,200 at the start of last season. Should have won this year. But it's okay. Plus 1,200. Hey, we're back. People can see that this team's ready to rock now. All right. Bills are also tied for fourth at plus 1,200. And the Dallas Cowboys plus 1,500. They have a new quarterback? No. Dak's the guy. New coach? No. No. Mike's back. New owner? Ha ha. Nope. Jerry's still there. Plus 1,500. Good luck there, Dallas. Cincinnati plus 1,500 as well. Philadelphia plus 1,700. And the Miami Dolphins plus 2,000. And probably the one I'm going to hammer is the Houston Texans plus 2,500. I like those Texans. All right, let's go to the phone lines. What's up, Big Web? Hello.
Hey, every once in a while, a blind squirrel finds an acorn, baby. I figured out how to get on this show.
Big Web versus technology. He's down like 18-0 at this point. What's going on, Big Web?
Hey, on that game now, I know, like you said, Jennings, without Jennings, I don't know what the hell they would have done for San Francisco. I'm telling you, the Chiefs did a pretty damn good job as far as Corral and McCaffrey, and I think Debo's, hell, it wasn't even his shoulder, man. He pulled like a hammy, right?
Yeah. Debo had the shoulder, and then he pulled a hammy. Well, that was in the NFC Championship, I believe. Or no, that was divisional. into the NFC Championship. He played with that bum shoulder, and then he did, yeah, the hamstring in the Super Bowl. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was rooting for him for yards, so I was actually feeling what he was not doing. But, you know, Frisco did just fine, except for the fact that in the fourth quarter and overtime, Kansas City just executed and got something done. And I'm telling you, man, that, like, I was the same thing with you, like, on the clock at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what in the hell is going on?
I was so
doing?
I'm sitting there going, they're going to fucking lose this game. How is nobody else freaking out about this? I'm looking around the room. Everybody's fine with it. I'm like, what am I missing? And, like, yeah. I'm like, there's got to be something else. And then they talked about they get the possession no matter what. And I said, okay. So why is the clock running to give us all a heart attack? I think I lost 2 years off my life watching it go down. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. No, I hear you. Why is there even a clock now?
Yeah.
You know, if they're going to give you the entire possession. But, man, I tell you what, that play that Andy Reid called when he went in motion and came right back. Harvin, he turned around and went right back the other way, you know, and which is very hard to cover when all you need is 4 yards or 5 yards,
right?
Know? So
yeah,
but,
it was a good game in the second half. First half was brutal. I'm sitting there waiting for the Chiefs to get going in the first half, and to me, I think the Niners lost this one. I mean, Mahomes did his thing, but like the way that they outplayed the Chiefs in the first half, and it was 10-3 with Juwan Jennings is the only guy to throw a touchdown pass. You had a feeling that the Chiefs are coming back, and that's why I hammered that +400. It just felt right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was absolutely anybody's game at 10-3. And they were saying, you know, nobody's ever been shut out first half and still won, but who cares? 10-3. It was possible all the way. It was possible all the way through.
Well, and you and I both got screwed. I mean, we were all over the over. Obviously, you know, I was expecting Chiefs first half, them to come out of the locker room, and they didn't. I mean, San Francisco did exactly what they had to do. They shut down Kelce, and Kelce didn't even get a lot of targets. You saw him go after Andy Reid, which, by the way, everybody like going after him like is so soft. Like, my God, I mean,
but that was just he said he just wasn't. Andy really didn't see him, and Kelce got too close to him, and he kind of bumped him. It looked a hell of a lot worse than it was.
Oh my God. Well, that guys. And like they're competitors. Like, was it a good look? No, but like he even said, like he could tell right away it was fine. He apologized to him in 20 seconds. Nobody showed that though. And then against the social media, you know, heroes out there, like, cancel Travis Kelce. He's such a spoiled bitch. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, these guys, it's in the Super Bowl, a chance to win three. You know, in three in the last 5 years, like they're going to have some of that anger when he feels like he can make a big time move. And Mahomes said he was so fired up at halftime, he got the whole team going again. So like they're just so passionate. Like he didn't actually, Andy just fucking fell over. He's not like the most athletic guy in the world. So like he just tripped. What are you going to do?
Yeah. He said, I don't have the best balance. He totally said that.
Yeah.
But so I got a question for you.
All right.
As far as the Chiefs, you know, for the dynasty, man, who would you add? What would you go after for this draft?
For the draft? It's a good question.
Where do they need that? Whether it's free agent drafts, what would you try to add to the Chiefs to make them even better for this long-term, another 5 years on this dynasty?
A receiver that can catch. That'd be one.
Like a Tyreek Hill guy? That, you know,
yeah.
Can,
I don't even know if
separation.
They need a big-time superstar like that. I mean, like, what's so funny is everybody said, you know, or not everybody, but a lot of people said, oh, Tyreek's with the Dolphins now. They're going to lose. And then they won 2 straight Super Bowls without him. So, you know,
yeah.
What's so funny is they can improve so much on offense, and yet they still win a Super Bowl because they have the best quarterback in the world and the best tight end in the world. So, you know, you get another year of Rashee Rice, who was pretty quiet overall against the Ravens, and he made a really big catch in that fourth quarter in the Super Bowl, but he can definitely make another step. He's only a rookie, which is huge. You know, but like guys like Mecole Hardman and MBS, I don't really know if they'll be back. I don't know their contract situations, but you would think that there's a couple veterans they could bring in, and then some. They always find a rookie receiver that can kind of do well, and now they have a quarterback again who is at that level of Tom Brady that can create weapons. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, it's receiver first. I mean, I don't know their contract stuff, but they got a good they got a good defensive line now. That Chris Jones is just such a beast. Karloftis, I think his name is. He's a beast.
Karloftis, yeah.
They got a good secondary with Snead, and then obviously they got Mahomes and Kelce. So they'll be fine no matter what. But I think they're gonna kind of clean house a little bit on receivers, if I had to guess.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's all about the how much money they got in the cap and all that stuff. But man, Pacheco, give me four more freaking yards, man.
Oh, yeah. Big Web, I was locked in on that. I felt bad the first run Pacheco got. I mean, like, minus 5 yards, like, got absolutely destroyed. And I looked over at my buddy Shields, and I go, oh, this is so fucked. I said, this is done. So done.
But he was running with passion. He just never broke one, man. And that's all we needed. All we needed was another 10 or 15 or to feel good throughout the game. And man, he just kept chipping away. And all of a sudden, God damn it. I wanted him to give him the ball right there on that last play because I needed the 5 yards.
I know. I know. And he was he's so explosive that he just needed to break one. And whatever San Francisco did in the 2 weeks between the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl, or the week in between, I mean, they figured something out because they were not like that against the Lions. Like, Monty, of all people, is just able to run all over them, and Gibbs, too. And I was just sitting there going, Pacheco all day. Pacheco's going to go all over the place.
That's what I thought, too.
God, it was, yeah, it was brutal. But yeah, I don't know, man.
That's all we needed for Big Web's best bet of the week, man. We were close again.
But, did well. We did
we
well.
Had a good playoffs, for sure. But, hey, a little message to the listeners out there. You guys, say hello to your wife. Introduce yourself to your wife. Yeah. Tell her hello.
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Get out
tomorrow's
there.
Valentine's Day. Buy her a rose. Get her a steak dinner. You know, and take care of her. Show her some love on Saturdays and Sundays here in February because March Madness is coming, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to give them a couple weeks of, you know, I'll clean the bathroom. I'll go vacuum. I'll take the trash out. Whatever you got to do, because I'm not going to be talking to you here in March. And then you got the NFL draft. You got to get excited for that. And then summer hits, and, you know, you can go back to being husband of the year if you'd like. But yeah, it'll be good. A nice little Valentine's Day, you know. It's fantastic. Love is in the
all
air.
All right, well, thanks for putting me on here, big fella.
You got it, man. Hey, real quick, $100, you got 5 seconds to answer. Who are you putting it on to win the Super Bowl next year?
Buffalo Bills.
Plus 1,200. All right.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
They got to beef up. They're tired of this shit. And get a kicker that doesn't aim to the right.
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough. Well, you know, the Chiefs own the Bills. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Josh Allen, he can't do it by himself. They need some help.
I think Josh is going to get one. I really do. I hope so. He needs one.
Not with Mahomes in the league. I don't know. He owns him. He owns his ass.
same conference, aren't they?
same conference. He sees him in his nightmares right now. Poor guy. It's tough. All right, Big Web. Thanks for the call, man.
Have a good night, buddy. See ya.
All right, that's Big Web on the phone lines. You guys can call in if you'd like. It's from the50.com, from the50.com. You can jump in by hitting the call button like Big Web did. He figured it out. Big Web's a smart guy. He just, you know, technology and him just kind of have these little back and forth little fights every once in a while, and Big Web loses a lot. But he figured it out. He put the knockout punch on the phone lines today, and he got on there. I'd love to see it. You know, you just got to hit a button. But, yeah, call on in from the50.com. Hit the call button. All right, so Super Bowl odds for next year. I talked about a few. I like the Lions, 1,200, obviously. Texans plus 2,500. You got to love that. It's a beautiful thing. I think they're at really good odds. Most surprising, the Jets at plus 3,000 doesn't shock me with Rodgers coming back. I think they're going to be a contender. Bears at plus 4,000. The Chicago Bears. We're not even sure who the damn quarterback's going to be. And they're plus 4,000 to win the Super Bowl. Vikings 4,000, Cleveland Browns 4,500. I sound like Mike Francesa. He reads a lot of numbers. Let's see. Who do you think is last? And yes, they are alone with this number. You're right. It's the Carolina Panthers plus 25,000. Think the Panthers are going to win. You got a hundy spot. Throw it on there. Boom, 25 grand. Giants are second last with three other teams. There's four teams at plus 15,000. You ready for this? New York Giants, Tennessee Titans, New England Patriots, and the Washington Commanders, all plus 15,000. Broncos, Steelers are plus 10,000. Seattle plus 7,500, along with the Cardinals, Bucks, and Raiders. And then the Saints are also 7,500. So there's kind of your rundown there. So, chat, If you guys had $100 right now to just, you know, toss on the Super Bowl winner next year, where would you go? Spam in the chat. I'm curious here. Where would you go? I think I would go Houston Texans just for the odds, because why not? Big Web, Chargers are plus 3,000 right now. Plus 3,000. Robert says the Bengals. It's not a bad bet at plus 1,500. Texans says Cole. Yep. Texans, I think, are a good play, man. They're coming. I said it already. I took the line from Joe Buck. It's the hardest thing in the NFL to find a franchise quarterback and your coach. Guess what? They found both of them in the same year. So look out for Houston. Chiefs 3-peat. That's from Randizzle. Plus 650 for you, Randizzle, if you think that's going to happen. Are you excited for March Madness? Sure. You know, I love March Madness. I think I've watched a total, but I had a really fun sweat. I got hammered at a bar in Waterloo, Illinois. Shout out Waterloo, Illinois. I was at a nice bar and had some shots, and we were watching Butler, and they won me a good amount of money. So, yeah, I've watched Butler basketball this year. I haven't watched much else, so I'm excited to guess in March Madness. Tell me who to bet, and I'll put something down on them, because why not? 49ers to win, says user 467. I'm telling you, man, Kyle Shanahan, he's cursed, I tell you. He's cursed. He's given up three separate, 28-3. It's a little bit bigger than a 10-point lead. But he's given up two other 10-point leads in the Super Bowl. Those two were against Mahomes. And then, of course, he was the offensive coordinator for the 28-3 loss for the Atlanta Falcons. You hate to see that. To argue the point, it's two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time that did that to him three times. So, let's see. What's better, college football or college basketball? That's from Jakester. Good question, Jakester. College football, not even close. Robert Wayne, and the Reds make the playoffs in baseball. Can you tell I'm in Cincinnati? I don't think the Reds are going to do much, but good luck, Robert. I think your Bengals are fine, but, the Redbirds might destroy the Reds this year, and just get used to it. Mike says, you don't think Allen will break the Chiefs, but C.J. Stroud will? Well, Mike, not exactly. I think it's great odds for the Houston Texans. 2,500, they had a weak division. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars will fall back a little bit. I don't think the Colts will be – they'll be good. Anthony Richardson coming back, I think they'll be good. And then the Titans are going to suck ass. So, I like the situation they're in to get back in the playoffs, and I like the team they got, and they're only going to get better. So that's – I like the odds, Mike. I like the odds, plus 2,500. Plus 650 doesn't excite me. Plus 2,500, that excites me, Houston Texans. Those are some Super Bowl odds for next season. I'd love to see it. You know what else excites me? Well, a couple things, but first I'm going to tell you about the sponsor that excites me, and that's Sharps. Sharps with a Z, the better social network. Hey, if you're watching on YouTube right now, you can use that QR code and join the Sharps app today. It's the better social network, a social network for sports bettors. You can track your bets, your friends' bets, and interact with friends in the sports betting community today. Connects to all major sports books, DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, BetESPN, ESPN Bet. Bet is ESPN. You know what I'm talking about. Share your bet slips with a video message about your play, a meme, etc. You can have some fun with the sports betting community. Sharps allows you to see what your friends are betting. You know, they got a back button, like you can back the bet, a like button basically, or fade, a dislike button, comment, share, etc. Offers transparency. People can't lie about hitting these plays. You can see it for yourself if their picks are legit or not. And guess what? It takes all your bets in from the apps, and then it gives you your winning percentage based on if you actually win. It tracks it for you. You can interact with the sports betting community. It's free to join. All you got to do right now is scan the QR code here on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube, or go to fromthe50.com, fromthe50.com, and you hit Join Weber Bets on Sharps. And you can hit the follow button for me, and you can check it out, and you can lock in on my locks. I think I'm 0 for my last 9. Yeah, because I bet a lot of parlays. 1 and 9. Nailed that Chiefs Live money bet. But anyway. Sharps app, Sharps with a Z, better social network. Join today. Support the sponsors from the50.com. And the other thing I'm excited about, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make a fantastic announcement about this network called From the 50. You know, we have our Sunday show. We have our football fan line show that we just started in January. And starting, I think in May, coming soon, is our new trivia show. That's right. Football trivia show. It's called Four Quarters Trivia. It combines football rules with football trivia. So it's not like we got two teams and I'm just going to sit there and say, hey, Johnny, who's in the NFC North? And he's like, oh, Lions, Vikings, Green Bay Packers, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not that simple. Okay? You got to answer the question. If you get it correct, you get to spin a wheel for yardage. You get normal first and 10. We do a full game. You get two possessions per quarter. You start on your own 10 or 20. I haven't decided yet. Get a question right, you roll the yardage wheel, and you move up. The more answers you get right, the more you get yardage, the more you get first downs, move towards getting a touchdown. You can score. There's a field goal spin wheel. You can tell I really got this done and set. Now, this is just an idea I had 3 days ago, but I love it. So anyway, we're putting trivia together with football rules. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to get a whole league going on, and we're going to have this. I can't decide if I want to do it pre-recorded only or if I want to do it live. I'm probably going to do fuck it, we'll do it live. No, we're probably going to do it pre-recorded. But I want the listeners to be in this league. So look out for that. I'm going to be building this thing for a while. And May 1st is the target date for the first episode. Excuse me. Wow. Big burp there. First episode of the first season of Four Quarters Trivia. All right. Got a full league starting. It's going to be that kind of bridge gap to September. We go May, June, July, and August. Don't give us a shit about preseason football. And then we're done in September because guess what? Football season's back. So you'll have football fan line. You'll have Four Quarters Trivia. Boom. There it is. So yeah, we're excited about that. Football trivia with football rules. It's going to be a lot of fun. Cannot wait to do some kind of test runs here with the From the 50 crew. It's going to be a blast. So make sure you tune in for that, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to want to get the fans involved. Crown a champion in the last week of August as we get into the next football season. So it is Four Quarters Trivia starting very, very soon here on the From the 50 Network. It's going to be awesome. So make sure you follow us everywhere, fromthe50.com, and that'll mainly be on YouTube. If it is live, it'll be on Twitch as well, but we're going to focus on YouTube, probably going to be pre-recorded because I got a lot of shit I got to do with it. But that's coming soon, most likely in May. So make sure you lock in on that. Yeah. It's exciting. See, there's a little bit of excitement even after football season's over. It's good stuff. And I'm pumped up. Because, you know, that's the thing that's been missing. When I consume football content, I love hearing the stats and the analytics and all that sometimes. But I want to hear what the fans have to say. I don't want to read Twitter. Twitter's just dog shit. God, I hate Twitter. But we can bring it to this show. We can bring it to the trivia show. I want fans to be involved. It's about fun. Football's fun. It's not all analytical, and it's not this, and it's not that. It's about, let's talk hypotheticals. Let's talk about the season. Let's talk about the draft. Let's do side bets. Let's have some fun with this thing. What do you say? That's what this is created for. So let's do it. A lot of fun. FromThe50.com. Again, not a lot of callers today. It's fine. It's two days after the Super Bowl. Everybody's a little bit upset. Everybody's crying. You know, they're sitting there. They're tearing up a little bit out there because the football season's over. I understand. But what I need you all to do is pick yourself up a little bit next week, okay? And lock in because we got a lot of shit we got to talk about. And not exactly all storylines, but I got a lot of good topics we're going to talk about and debate, and I want you guys to call in, and we're going to have some fun on the show. Don't worry about that. So make sure you lock in on this show because it's going to be here for a long time. It's going to be here all season long and all off season long because you know what? Everybody needs a football fix every single week. You just do. And the football fans out there are going to appreciate it, and they're going to lock in. And you guys are going to be able to have football all year long. And I'm not talking about the UFL. I don't care about the UFL. Go Battlehawks, I guess. But we're not talking UFL. I'm talking NFL. And hopefully we get a college football guy to add to this thing. Because that would be electric. Joseph says, how do you think Herbert's going to do with Harbaugh? It doesn't really matter. He's going to do fine. Herbert's great. Harbaugh's got a great situation. He's a good head coach. We'll see what he does, what kind of impact he makes. But, I mean, that's one of the best jobs. The Chargers are insanely talented, so he'll do fine, I'm sure. That's another one I don't hate. Plus 3,000, L.A. Chargers. We'll see what happens. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you guys for tuning in. Appreciate it. Make sure you hit the follow button everywhere. It's From the 50, fromthe50.com, YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, Instagram. We're going to be here all season long and off season long. So make sure you tune in all year long for football content here on Football Fan Line and From the 50. All right, that'll do it. Talk to you guys soon. Take care.